The centre-right Fine Gael party swept to victory as final results from Friday's election in Ireland were counted over the weekend. Voters' anger at the nation's financial meltdown pushed the outgoing governing party Fianna Fáil into third place. Fine Gael's leader and Prime Minister-in-waiting is Enda Kenny. He said there was no time to lose persuading the European Union to relax the terms of a bailout deal that economists fear will bankrupt the economy. The country can't borrow money, the banks can't borrow money, we're up to our necks here, said Mr Kenny. So he's setting about forming a coalition, probably with the Labour Party. David McWilliams is an economic strategist in Dublin. I asked him, how differently does he think the next government will shape economic policy from the outgoing government?
Well, it won't be profoundly different because the parameters have been set down by the IMF and the EU. However, this government does now have a mandate, and that mandate allows them to go back to Brussels and, to a degree, Frankfurt, and renegotiate the overall debt package. And the reason is very simple, Dan. By my calculations, by the end of next year, 83% of our entire income tax take will go on debt servicing payments. And that's just paying the interest rate on all our debts. So that is not tenable for a country that wants to preserve a welfare state or any sense of social cohesion. And ultimately, this government will go back over the next couple of weeks to renegotiate with the EU. And I believe the EU will look on these developments quite favourably.
So obviously renegotiating the interest rate is important. By how much do you think it might be reduced?
Well, it's actually not that important, really. The renegotiating the interest rate is simply window dressing. You have to renegotiate the principal. The debts are just far too big. Most Irish people believe they are amoral in the sense that the debts, at least 22 billion of that debt, which is about 14% of our total national income, is unsecured bank debt. Debt that was, in a sense, gambled on the likes of Anglo-Irish Bank, which is now closed down, Allied Irish Banks, which is now nationalised, and Bank of Ireland, which is soon to be nationalised. And most Irish people believe, well, hold on a second, we can pay our own debts in terms of our own negative equity and our own overdrafts, but we certainly can't pay the gambling debts of institutional banks, pension funds that invested in banks in Ireland that have nothing to do with us. So in a way, I think there's a moral argument to renegotiate the principle, but there's an absolute economic imperative, Dan, because the recipe that we are now brewing up for ourselves is one of very high emigration. There'll be lots more Irish people walking around London very soon and walking around Sydney and New York. It's emigration, it's unemployment, and it's not necessarily anything other than a death wish, which is not what a new government should lumber itself with.
The new government needs to encourage jobs, employment in what industries that Ireland can still offer the world?
Well, I mean, if you think about the areas where Ireland is actually world-beating, it is in the area of technology, it's in the area of pharmaceuticals. We're the biggest pharmaceutical exporter in the world per head, pharmaceutical products. We still have an extremely well-educated workforce, although it's getting smaller as it leaves. And ultimately, then you go back to the more labour-intensive, old-fashioned industries that we avoided in the last couple of years, like agriculture. I mean, people regard agriculture as a sort of the poor cousin of economic growth. But if you actually look at demography, there's one thing we know for certain, Dan, which is the world is going to have to be fed over the course of the next couple of generations. There's a lot more people in the world. The diet is changing. And that means that agricultural rich countries in this part of the world, if they focus on intensive agriculture, can produce some very outstanding results. So I think that there is quite a good mix here.
What's the most likely coalition formation? Is it going to be, as it's been in the past, Fine Gael and Labour?
Yes, I think it's going to be an unusual hybrid. It's going to be a centre-right and a centre-left party. It's probably as close as we have to, this is at least the spin, and I think it's fair enough, to a national government encapsulating well over 50% of the preferences of the people. It's going to have a huge majority in the parliament, which at face value looks good, but Irish history suggests is probably quite bad. And the reason it is it tends to fracture when there's a huge majority. And what you have, of course, Dan, is you have a left-wing party wanting more taxes, and a right-wing party wanting more expenditure cuts, when the overarching concern is a massive, massive fiscal adjustment. Now, that means that one party ideologically will have to dispense of some of its baggage and disappoint its followers.
There's David McWilliams. He's an economist in Ireland, where the new formation of the government is now underway, most likely to be a centre-right, centre-left coalition. Fine Gael and the Labour Party. What's very interesting, what's going to happen to nationalist politics? We might look at that later in the week here on World Update, as Fianna Fáil goes into third place. Sinn Féin has increased its vote, doubled it, in fact. This is the BBC.